Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, thousands of U.S. Marines and British troops are staging major operations in Helmand Province. The offensive is the first stage in President Obama's strategy to defeat the Taliban and stabilize Afghanistan. The American troops in Helmand are employing new military technologies in their counterinsurgency efforts. The World's Aaron Schachter is embedded with the U.S. Army in Helmand right now. He tells us about two examples of the updated technology, the Striker and something called the Land Warrior.
The Striker looks like some kind of post-apocalyptic vehicle straight out of a Mad Max movie. It's an imposing mishmash of armor and steel grating and a whole lot of firepower. In addition to massive machine guns, it can fling 40 grenades a minute, more than a mile. And its eight wheels make it a good match for Afghanistan's so-called roads, as well as the mountainous terrain in the north. Sergeant Charles Kennedy is with Alpha Company, 423 Infantry Battalion, 5th Striker Brigade.
It's better than the Humvee, more efficient, more mobile. We can get to point A to point B a whole lot faster. The cages on the outside are made for RPGs. Top of the RPG, once it hits it, it disintegrates, so the cage stops it from hitting the truck. The technology is updated a lot. We get long distance on radios now instead of the Humvee.
The inside's pretty impressive as well. It holds 11 soldiers and a battery of computer hardware. Four screens give constant positions of troops in the field and keep tabs on the vehicle itself. Thermal imaging lights up the night for a mile in all directions. In fact, because of the incessant dust here, it's easier to drive at night with the lights off. At more than $3 million each, the Striker itself isn't new. It was first deployed in Iraq, but it's been outfitted with new gear and made to work with a new type of combat soldier, demonstrated by First Lieutenant Adam Smith.
And this backpack here contains your Land Warrior.
RoboCop, it's not. On the face of it, the Land Warrior's technology isn't much more than what you'd find in a sophisticated cell phone. But when integrated into a battle plan, it's a major step for the Army, especially when it comes to avoiding friendly fire.
The biggest thing is you get an idea of where your other friendly elements are on the battlefield, and you do that through, you have a little TV screen here over your eye, and there'll be just little icons in there showing you where they are relative to your position, and then you can send them text messages and stuff. There's a little keyboard on this. And that's the biggest thing about it, is just providing you some idea of where your guys are on the ground.
In the past, commanders relied on radio traffic over different networks to keep track of their troops. With the Land Warrior, everyone knows what's going on at once. Some soldiers say the extra 10 pounds is more burdensome than helpful. But Lieutenant Colonel Wade Blackwell says most soldiers just don't understand how far the military has come. When he joined nearly 20 years ago, for example, there were only line-of-sight walkie-talkies. And now soldiers are as networked as if they were in a modern office. Blackwell commands the 3rd Battalion, 82nd Aviation Regiment. He's got soldiers in the dangerous province of southern Helmand.
If a ground soldier can see first, meaning he can see the enemy before he sees him, if he can talk to his people, if he can decide, and if he can start action before the enemy does, then he's got a tremendous advantage.
We call it a common operational picture. That means that the guy on the ground is seeing what the guy at the headquarters is seeing.
But the military isn't really fighting a ground war. It's attempting to win Afghan hearts and minds while struggling against guerrilla attacks and roadside bombs. So flashy battlefield technology doesn't necessarily ensure victory. But with nearly 70,000 troops expected in the country by the end of the year, if technology makes it possible for fewer soldiers to fight and more to connect with local Afghans, it will have done its job. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Helmand Province, southern Afghanistan.